What's up, everybody? Happy 2021. This is February the 17th, 2021. This is your girl, Coach E, Coach Eunice, with Life Happens. Oh my gosh, it's been such an interesting year. Right now, we are dab smack in the middle of a winter storm, snowstorm. Texas is covered in snow and ice. Oklahoma is covered in snow and ice. We are feeling like it's a negative, I think, 2, something like that. Businesses have been closed. Roads have not been driven on. And I don't think in the 10 years I've been here, I've seen the snow this bad here in Texas. So this is quite eventful, quite eventful. If you have not, this is your first time tuning into the podcast, Life Happens with Coach E. I want you to hit that handle. Go ahead and knock on that bell so that you can get updates whenever we get new subs, episodes. Excuse me. If you have not followed me on social media links, Eunice Jones on social media, author Eunice Jones on my coaching page, Instagram, author underscore Eunice, Twitter, Jones underscore Eunice, Snapchat, Uni Jones, YouTube, author, coach, speaker, Eunice Jones, my website, propelpurpose.org. All of those are my handles, just so that you guys will know. Follow me, I follow back. I have a blog on my website. So let's get started. Also, my book, Love Letters, My Journey Towards Healing, is available. My Mom Bad Jesus mugs and t-shirts, Focus on Being Effective and Repeat mugs and t-shirts, and many other things are also on the website and available for purchase. So holla at your girl, support. I support back. So today I just want to talk about looking back on the past experiences. A lot of times here lately, I've been trying to tell myself, don't look back, keep going forward. And I just had a thought, you know, a couple of days ago, life was happening and I kept saying, you know, don't look back. You're not going that way. And I just took some moments. I was like, I don't know why I keep having to pep talk myself to do this or say this to myself. So let me sit with that. A lot of times if things keep regurgitating in your mind over and over, you keep recycling the same thoughts. It's not something bad. It's actually a good thing. It actually means that you should take some time, and revisit those words or whatever that is for whatever reason. And so I'm just going to talk about a few things on why you should look back. And if you're going to look back, this is what you should do. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about your past experiences or things that you've gone through, your past, basically. And he says that it's not necessarily the experience that keeps you in bondage or keeps you tied up, but it is the emotion that is attached to the experience. So when you change the narrative and change the emotion that is attached to whatever experience you had in the past, mostly relating to trauma or not being able to heal or evolve or any of those things, neglect, it's a broad topic of things. He said, it's not that. So when you can revisit and change the experience by changing your mind, by changing your attitude, your feelings towards it, then you're able to change that whole situation. And that is how people heal. A lot of people don't talk about that. And spiritually, yes, we talk about, depending on whatever your religion is, how spiritual healing can manifest itself from spiritual to natural. And we're talking about miraculous things happening. And yes, I do believe in that. I've learned over time, though, that there, when it comes to mental and emotional healing, those things aren't an instant miraculous thing. It's actually something that you have to work towards. And Dr. Joe Dispenza actually has scientific testimonies that even physically, people have been healed with changing the emotion that is attached to the experience in which they got sick. We're talking cancer patients. Anyway, I don't want to get too much on that, but that's my guy, Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's very, very intelligent. He is on YouTube. He has books. The man is incredible. So that was my first thought. He talks about the experience, the emotions attached to experience, and why a lot of times we get stuck and cannot move on, while we're always reflecting on the past. So my reason for encouraging you to look back on your past experience. And when I had to sit with that and I kept saying, why do I keep saying, don't look back? I had to challenge myself to say why. And whenever you keep going through something or a feeling or a thought over and over and over, you find it racing over your mind, ask yourself some questions. And so I asked myself, why do I not need to look back? And the more and more I started to seek this out and research, I actually came out to find, no, I really should look back. But it just depends, again, on what emotion and what point of view, your status of your mind, you're looking back. So the first thing I want to talk about is, if you're going to look back in reflection of the decisions that you made, both good and bad. Now, a lot of people only want to magnify and focus on the decisions that they made that were good. Why? Because the good decisions make us feel good, obviously. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy and makes us feel accomplished and centered and evolved and successful. But also those bad decisions, you want to look back at those too and the decisions that you made. And if it makes you feel bad, again, we're talking about the emotion that is attached to the experience. Ask yourself some questions. And some of those questions may look like, why did I make that decision? What did I get out of that decision? Both good and bad, like I said. So if you are going to look back reflecting the decisions that you made, both good and bad, ask yourself some questions, journal the answers to those questions, and then meditate so that you can hold yourself accountable, but more importantly, absorb that's a part of you, that's duality, good and bad. If we stop looking at things as a good and bad thing and just look at it as a life experience, then you're able to process and forgive yourself and accept some of the things that you did, good and bad. And like I said, wise decisions are not so wise decisions. The second thing, if you are going to look back on your past experience, I want you to honor your truth and the lesson that you learn. So again, you're going to ask a question. Did you learn a lesson? Did you learn a good lesson? Did you learn a bad lesson? Did you learn your next level, your next decision, your next move? And honor your truth. And the truth may be that you didn't learn a lesson and maybe you had to go back and repeat it. Maybe you had to go to that relationship again and again and again, or keeping encountering that toxic friend until you realized and you searched your heart as to why you kept subjecting yourself to this. And it doesn't have to be relationally. It could be a job. It could be standing up for yourself. It could be being afraid to have a conversation or having too many conversations. Where's the balance in it? So if you're going to look back, honor yourself, honor your truth, and the lessons and the decisions that you made. If you made a not so hot decision, or again, when it comes to saying things or relationships, then honor that truth. Yes, I should have done this, or maybe I could have done it this way, or there was another way or resolve to this, or maybe I had no other resolve to this but to do that. So honor your truth, no matter what your truth is, no matter if people agree with it or not. You have to look yourself in the mirror. I say it all the time. You have to live with you, even if nobody else lives with you. And so you need to honor your truth, and whatever that may be. Honoring your truth may be disconnecting from people, and I don't even care about the history, the time that you've been with them. Honoring your truth means that even if I have to disconnect to better me, to evolve, to be the greatest version of myself, then I'll do that. The third thing is, if you're going to look back and reflect over your life and look back on their past experiences, give gratitude for being able to be present to reflect. There's nothing more incredible than gratitude, being grateful. God responds to gratitude. The universe responds to gratitude. And if you are grateful for even every experience that could have been good, bad, or ugly, or all of the above, then you are showing yourself and your creator that I know that I trust where I'm headed. I trust my journey. I trust my learning. I trust my healing. I trust that I'm getting to the greatest version of myself. Having an attitude of gratitude has gotten me so far in life. A lot of people don't know, but it hasn't even been 6 months I've been on my job. I went back to work during a pandemic. This position was created specifically for me. It was designed for me. It just out of thin air, the CEO created the position. I was making probably less money than I had 10 years ago working in pediatrics. And so around that price, that tells you what money I was making. But I was so grateful for a job that I could go to every single day because people were losing their jobs and on unemployment and couldn't get hired for anything. 2020 was a big because of the pandemic, because of COVID. And I was so grateful. I remember interviewing for a position as a nurse supervisor, not really wanting the position, but knew the money would was what I was worth. I guess I should say that was what I was worth, but I did not want to be there. I got a call that afternoon after interviewing, they were going to hire me the nursing supervisor position. And then I got a call from a nonprofit organization like, hey, we want you to come in and talk about a position. I'm like, okay, hey, but it's only X amount of dollars an hour. Is that okay? And it's just probably going to start out part-time. I went with my gut. I said, you know, I really am still passionate about working in nonprofit. This will be my third, and I'm going to go for it. I went to that job and I was so grateful, and I went through a lot of changes. There was a lot of different extra things that I had to grow through. I should say that. Yeah, I had to grow through it. I wasn't trained. I wasn't cross-trained properly in some instances. There were some personality conflicts. I kept myself faithful every day. Some days I cried in the car, but I remained grateful. I had an attitude of gratitude. I came in every morning pleasant. I came in every morning with weight off of me. I did not take internalized things that were personally coming against me and people personally attacking me. I continue to be a team player. In less than 90 days, I got a different position and I got a raise. And then I don't even think it was six to 8 weeks after that, I got promoted. And actually the actual manager position was open, and the lady resigned and I got offered that position. And now I am a manager at this company and I'm making great money. My salary is very incredible, very, very incredible. So it shifted me from thriving and as a single mother and barely, hardly taking care of my children to taking care of them and being able to do more for them, which is an incredible feeling. I say all of this not to be long-winded, but to just say, having an attitude of gratitude, then God responded to my heart. He responded to the work of my hands. He responded to my mind being grateful every day. Now, there were some times that I cried. I didn't complain. I tried very hard not to complain. I tried to keep asking God, what am I here to learn? What are you teaching me? I asked those questions because that experience did not feel good with the personality conflict and not being trained properly and adequately and not being treated fairly and being treated poorly. And I knew that I just kept trusting that it was something greater, that there was a lesson to be learned. And in fact, on the other side of all those things that I went through, there was a promotion and elevation. So God responds to your faith. He responds to his word. He responds to your heart. But he most importantly, as well as what I'm trying to say, he responds to your attitude when you are grateful and you stay in a grateful place. So if you're going to look back over your life, make sure you can say that you're grateful and be grateful for the good, the bad, and the ugly, all the experiences that you've gone through. Stay in a state of gratitude. How do you do that? And when it's negative, how do you do that when it's painful? You just thank God and you honor yourself and have compassion and love yourself for being present to be able to even go through it. That says a lot. It's not easy, but if you practice it every single day, everything that you practice 21 days becomes a habit. Anything that you practice more than 61 days, it solidifies that habit, meaning it makes it solid, it makes it standard, it makes it a permanent, solid part of your life. And if you keep doing that, that becomes a part of who you are. And so I always stay now, and I've been practicing it for years, but it really took root when I started having an attitude of gratitude. I have a gratitude journal. So that's another way you can practice gratitude if this is something you've never done. And you can start practicing and writing down things every single day at the end of the day, what you're grateful for. The fourth thing is looking back to find and identify any patterns or behaviors that you could grow from or evolve or that you need to change. If you're going to look back and again, you look at different things that you could have done better or decisions you could have made that were poor at that time, or even better, good decisions that maybe you could evolve on and you could add to and you could promote in your next journey of life and your next ventures. Find those things, identify with those things. If they're patterns, if they're good patterns or not so good patterns, you can identify with those, journal those things, write those things down. And if they're good things, then you can add those things to continue, make it an intentional point to do it more often so that it becomes a part of your everyday life, a habit, something you can solidify as who you are. And if they're not so good things, ask some questions, ask the right questions, and ask yourself, what patterns were bad? Learn behavior, bad behavior, and how can I correct those things? And then journal those things down and start making a plan, write out a plan to execute a better pattern, better behavior, better way to evolve. The fifth thing, and I probably should have put this first, the fifth thing, if you're going to look back, have compassion on yourself. Honor yourself. Just honor and love yourself. Have compassion and love for yourself. I know me relationally, I have not always made the good decisions, the best decisions, because I'm an empath. So I feel I'm a visionary. I can see things. I'm a seer. And so God has blessed me with those gifts. And sometimes they're blessings and sometimes they're not so good blessings, because I can see and feel everything. I see and feel more than probably what I can handle. And sometimes I would just get focused. I could see people and how they were evolving. I could see who they were supposed to be, their potential. And sometimes I would lock and zone in on that and not focus on what was being presented to me at that moment or in that season and what I was experiencing, because I'm the optimist and I locked in on what they had the potential to become, what they were becoming instead of who they were. I had to reflect often and have compassion and love myself through some of the bad decisions that I made relationally. I had to have compassion and honor myself for some of the friendships that I entered in, and they stayed too long because I didn't honor any boundaries for myself, for my own self-sake and peace and sanity. I didn't protect myself. And so I had to have compassion and love myself through those times as I reflect, like, man, Eunice, you should have done that earlier. You should have cut them off sooner. Or you should have loved yourself more. You shouldn't have even entered into that. And I'm transparent. I'm adult enough and healed enough to admit that I didn't always make good decisions. I've learned and I've created better habits and I've honored my truth in those moments. And because, again, if I'm going to reflect and identify any patterns, I'm going to hold compassion and love for myself above all things. And that's what you should do. I hope that this message here helped you and it shed some light on some things. And so, again, if you are going to look back, try and look back and take the experience in this perspective. Change the narrative. If you've always looked back and it's painful to you, it hurts, and you're not able to see the good in anything or any involvement or healing or restoration or any applicable principles that you can carry on to promote yourself and to become the greatest version of you and maximize on your greatest potential, take some time and just reflect on these 5 points. Apply them to your reflection. Apply them to you looking back. And I hope that, again, like Dr. Joe Dispenza says, it's not necessarily the experience, it's the emotion attached to the experience that keeps us pained. And let's hope that if you can change the narrative here, you can change the emotion that is attached to what you've done when you're looking back, and you can change your life. You can heal, because on the other side of looking back is you being launched forward and you taking the time to invest in you to become the greatest version of yourself. Because really, in truth, you're no good to anybody else if you're no good to yourself. That's with your eating habits, your sleeping habits, if you're drinking, smoking, whatever you are doing to yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, you do it to yourself first. And so that is what's going to come out when it comes to everyone else. You can't cheat yourself and be good to everybody else, because, again, at the end of the day, you got to look you in the mirror. You got to be able to love you compassionately and truthfully, wholeheartedly. So this is your girl, Coach E. I love you guys. I hope that everybody's staying safe. Our world is just in crisis. Reach out to someone. Tell them that you love them if you get the opportunity. You don't want to miss the opportunity to connect with people that you love and love you. If you haven't called someone in a while, call them. Reach out. If they answer the phone, great. Connect. Reconcile. And if they don't, at least you did your part. Forgive yourself more often than you, every time you think about it. Just keep forgiving yourself and forgive those around you, because life is too short. Be truthful to your heart. Be truthful to how you feel regarding others and yourself. But again, this is about you. This is your journey. Love, light, grace, and peace. Ahala.